so freaking cool, man. Jer, I know you're with us in spirit. You've come to me, and actually, he's come to me in dreams. I've actually had him a couple times in a dream, and actually, when I was interviewing Ryan, it was really crazy. But I was remarking this with Chris Hansen. You know, Chris, we're talking about how, like, how can someone like Ryan suddenly, like, when we're talking in that first interview, he was like channeling Jer. It was weird. And so I don't know if you have you heard of the Enneagram? Do you know what that is?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, so we were talking about this, and in Jer was a four. And in fact, first of all, Jeremy was always ahead of his time. He always would like read something way before anybody else. So he was talking about the Enneagram like 2008. And you're like, nobody knew what that was. That was just what? He's like, yeah, I'm a four. He's like, you got to read this because, dude, this Richard Rohr guy, he's got the stuff. Ryan's personality is very similar. But it was just, it's so cool that there's a spirit that people leave when they care so much. It goes beyond their presence, even though they're not physically here, you can still feel them. And I just think that's so cool. And I hope that, I just want to remember that about the people that I'm with. I want to be like Jer. I want to be like that. I want to feel like I leave something, you know?
Yeah, the imprint. Exactly. Yeah, Ryan's so talented, man. You're right. He does remind me a lot of Jeremy's stuff. And that guy, some amazing stuff that Ryan's written. I love it.
Yeah. No, and he really, but it was like, it all came together that day. It was like, you're going to do this. And I kept dreaming about it. Here I am having my own like show. In fact, I dreamt about us doing this, you know, you being on. And so it's like, here we are. I'm living it, you know?
Good stuff, man.
Yeah. Where is that going to go with this? Now live. You know, how do you lost your dad. When did you lose your dad?
1995.
Okay. So quite a bit. 20, quite a bit.
21.
Before. Okay. Yeah. So that's a tough time.
Yeah, no one, that was, we all thought that he was going to get better. That's what I think is so hard about death, is that even when someone you love has a terminal thing like he did, you still believe that they're going to get better right to the bitter end, and then he was just gone.
Wow.
And it was the same way with Jeremy.
Yeah.
You thought, oh, he's going to be fine. How can a soul like this leave the planet? That can't possibly be anything just, and then poof.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. And there's so many open questions that's life, and we'll never know this side of the other side, right? Whatever that is. So, right. But yeah, here we are living life, and I'm doing this show, trying to figure it out, celebrating music, memories that are made to the music. We were playing Matt Carney. I mean, that song is so, it's like an atmosphere. It's like a world. That's how I feel. Yeah. I feel like I got transported to some other place that I want to be in.
I don't think I've listened to that song in probably 10 years until leading up to this. Cause I was thinking, I was like, oh yeah, what were the songs? And actually Newton Faulkner, that album too was a big part of that era of my life too. That was more like the upbeat stuff. In fact, that I Need Something, that song, I love that song. But yeah, you're right. That I was listening to it even today, and I was like, oh yeah, yeah, there we go. Here we go. You're rolling through this album, and it was just amazing. Upbeat pop songs, and then these transcendental songs like City of Black and White.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
And that's what we need. I mean, because we got to get through this, okay? So I'm trying to figure out a way through this monsoon. There's this tsunami. There's just all of this rattling, this instability going on, and we're all longing for some place to kind of find, well, what I found here in this little space that just became my studio, home. I feel like I'm home. And even if I'm just Zooming with you, thankfully, because of the distance and mask and all that, I've been able to have, you know, some of the guests in person. And it's just so cool to reconnect and to see friends that matter to me. You know, you matter to me, Kyle, like for real. And I say this from the depths of my soul, like just to have someone like you who's another deep down enthusiast. There's something about when you know, with the Bucks, it's like nobody believed, but you believed and they did it.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, they yes.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing better in life. Man. So
appreciate you so much, Mark.
What are you looking forward to in 2021?
I haven't been able to see my mom nearly as much as I wanted to. She's 79 years old now.
Wow.
And doing great, but you know, you never know how long she's going to be around. I mean, there's not necessarily any signs of her slowing down, but I had really wanted to take like a week last summer and go up to the lake in Park Rapids and spend it with her. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that time. Nice. Family time, connecting with my kids. My daughters will be, you know, entering their senior year of college next year. So I want to just, I mean, who knows? They may come home in May and be engaged and suddenly, boom, there you go. Yeah. So just, you know, sucking up these times and enjoying them. They go by way too fast. You know this.
Yeah. Yep. No, the kids are going. I mean, my youngest is still, even before, right before I came down here, she's like, let's tickle time, you know? And I just think that it's going to be, you know, she'll turn 7 this next month and, you know, it won't be long and she'll won't want to do that anymore. And that'll be it because she's our last. Right. And so you just kind of soak that up because, yeah, she wants to tickle me now and she's getting bigger. So it's like, oh man, kids are great, man.
Isn't that maybe the hidden thing here? I know I'm appreciating, you know, being able to just go out and go to trivia night in my friend's place, you know, for so often through lockdown and stuff, you know, my nights were spent, you know, the fun time was going to Target, you know, make it a grocery run. That's my activity for the night. Well, come on. I mean,
right.
So maybe we'll appreciate taking a walk.
Yeah.
I know I will.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I appreciate your time, brother. It's just been a fantastic kind of look back on a great series of time.
Keep doing your good work, man. This is good stuff.
I appreciate you, Kyle. Thank you so much. Have a great one. This has been episode 4 in this year, 2021. We'll talk to you soon.